Welcome to All About Jack, a podcast feature of EssentialCSLewis.com. I'm William O'Flaherty. This is the 23rd episode from the series Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. It's for the week of May 28th. What follows are seven quotes that are related to either a specific date for this week or at least sometime this month. They come from a variety of works published by Lewis over the years. You may have seen them already, or a slightly different version on my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis. The key variation is that here, I'm saying the reference while on the video version. You can notice it for yourself while I read the quotation. May 28th. I quite agree with you about not using one's job for propaganda, but once the pupil raises the question, I think one has a free hand. From a letter to Rhonda Bodley, dated May 28, 1949, available in the Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis, Volume 2. May 29th. God made his own plan or plot of history such that it admits a certain amount of free play and can be modified in response to our prayers. From Work and Prayer, an essay in God in the Dock, first published as an essay in the Covington Evening Telegraph, May 28, 1945. May 30th. Screwtape on the Dangers of War. And how disastrous for us is the continual remembrance of death which war enforces. One of our best weapons, contented worldliness, is rendered useless. In wartime, not even a human can believe that he is going to live forever. From the Screwtape Letters, Week 5, first published in The Guardian on May 30th, 1941. Also, Chapter 5 in the Screwtape Letters. May 31st. I take our emotional life to be higher than the life of our sensations, not, of course, morally higher, but richer, more varied, more subtle. From the essay Transposition, published in The Weight of Glory, also a sermon preached May 28, 1944. June 1st. There will always be those who, on discovering that history cannot really be turned to much practical account, will pronounce history to be bunk. From Is History Bunk? An essay in Present Concerns, first published in the Cambridge Review, June 1, 1957. June 2nd. The real difficulty is, isn't it, to adapt one's steady beliefs about tribulation to this particular tribulation, for the particular, when it arrives, always seems so peculiarly intolerable. From Letter to Owen Barfield, dated June 2, 1940. Available in the Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis, Volume 2. June 3rd. After all, almost the main work of life is to come out of ourselves, out of the little dark prison we were all born in. From a letter to Keith Matson, dated June 3, 1956. Published in the Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis, Volume 3. Thank you for listening to Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. Again, I'm William O'Flaherty. I hope you enjoyed the quotation shared this week and that you'll check out the books or essays by Lewis that were referenced. If you love these quotes and the ideas that C.S. Lewis brings to the world, you'll find they are even more meaningful when you read them in context. Visit my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis, if you want to see a video version of this material. I'm a strong advocate of being sure quotations credited to Lewis are really by him. In 2018, I published a book entitled The Misquotable C.S. Lewis that explored 75 quotations. One should be careful to confirm if Lewis said them, or if he did, does the isolated quote make sense without the context? I've also written an enhanced study guide to the Screwtape Letters called C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell. You can find links to them in the show notes. Purchasing my books are a great way to indirectly support my podcasts and YouTube video efforts and ensuring they can continue to be made freely available to all. Speaking of free, when you visit my website, EssentialCSLewis.com, you'll find early versions of most of the quotations I explored in my book, The Misquotable C.S. Lewis. Plus, I have a Facebook group devoted to the topic. There is a link to it in the show notes, along with a link to my website. I also have a Facebook group devoted to my website that is the same name as my site, EssentialCSLewis.com. On the website, you can find a weekly article with quotes, and on the Facebook group, I post the quotations each day. Links to all of these are in the show notes. Thanks again for listening. I'm William O'Flaherty, and I hope you will not miss the next weekly dose of C.S. Lewis quotes, and that you'll share this with others.